After stumbling across this week's joyful photo, we thought of spring and our hope that it warms up again soon. This week, 100 years ago, the community had many exciting things happening. Surrounding communities were growing, mining was raging on, and spring was on its way. The Porcupine Advance published an edition every week, and within it were the comings and goings in the community. The city received its greatest snowfall of the year the week prior. It was estimated that 18 inches fell. Mr. A.J. Cordemanche was asked, "When is spring coming?" To which he replied, "No spring in this country, just two seasons, winter and July." The Timmins Porcupine bus service planned to have four cars on the road for passenger traffic between Timmins and South Porcupine for the summer of 1923. This was an increase in the schedule. The Boy Scouts and Girl Guides were planning a parade through St. Matthew's Church in honor of St. George's Day on the upcoming weekend. A yearly subscription or the advance in 1923 was $2 a year, $33.40 today. Milk tickets were 6 for $1 and one ticket got you 12 pints of milk. Real estate was up for grabs also. A five-bedroom house with a driveway, electric light, and water was listed at $1,800 on Birch Street, that is $30,058.06 in today's value. A hotel with 20 bedrooms, a full basement, furnished with a 31-foot by 21-foot shed was listed at $12,000, that amounts to $200,387.10 today. 5-acre lots close to town were listed for $3,300 to $55,106.45 today. The Timmins Museum, National Exhibition Center, regularly provides Timmins Today readers with a glimpse of the city's past. Find out more of what the Timmins Museum has to offer here and read more Remember This columns here.